So, how long did you say this trail is? Wow. No, I mean, cool. Sounds good. So, when you said that you love hiking, you really love hiking. Right, but I sort of thought you meant that, you like to walk the occasional trail, breathe the fresh air, see a squirrel, connect with nature. But this is like hiking. This is Reese Witherspoon in Wild. Which, is good. I'm glad that you like hiking as much as I do. Oh, whoa, look out, there's a rock there. Yeah, I'm good. And thanks for catching me. Look at this view. That's, wow, it's beautiful. Yeah, the river, the sunlight streaming through the trees. Colors of the leaves. I've never seen anything like it. I mean, out of all the trails I've hiked, this is definitely the most beautiful. Maybe we should just sit here for a minute and appreciate the view. Oh, really? There's an even better view higher up. That's great. Okay, let's keep going. Nothing. Sorry. Oh, yeah, I'm good. I'm great. So, have you hiked this trail a lot? Really, it shows. I mean, you just hike it so effortlessly. You're not even sweating. What's wrong with you? Oh, yeah, I'm okay. I'm just feeling a little hot. You're not hot. Okay, see, something is definitely wrong with you. I need to lose a layer. Thought it would be colder out. I mean, we're in October. What? Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. It's okay, let's keep going. I'm right behind you. Oh, no, that's okay. I can carry my jacket. Actually, I'll tie it onto my waist like this. There we go. Right back at you. You look good in your hiking gear. Do you usually hike in the mornings? Yeah, it seems like a great way to start the day. Clear your head, breathe. I'm okay, yeah. I'm just catching my breath. Oh, no, you don't have to wait for me. It's okay. Go on, I can catch up. Okay, thanks. Not much. I tend not to hike in the mornings. Not the evenings either. somewhere in between, I guess. Ooh, wow, look at these plants over here. Beautiful. I wonder what they're called. Really? Dwarf dogwood? That's what they're called? You know, that would make a great alias, I feel like. Dwarf dogwood. So, since you've been on this trail multiple times, I'm guessing you don't need a map. Right. Okay, well, I'm glad I grabbed it anyway. Holding it makes me feel like I'm an explorer. Okay, so, let's see. We are here. Wow, we've got a long way to go. Check it out. If we take a left up here, we'll hit a picnic area. Oh, really? It's not that great. Gotcha. Plus, I bet it doesn't have a view like this. Okay, so if you could go anywhere in the world, where would you go? Wow, you think big. And where else? You're kidding. That's where I want to go. Yes. I used to read all about it in travel guides from, like, the library when I was little. I practically memorized them front to back. Traveling there is, like, the very first thing on my bucket list. I know. What? I'm sorry, are you suggesting we go together someday? Well, give me the dates, I'll buy a plane ticket. Oh, wow. Yeah, I'm just feeling a little dizzy. I'm sorry, just give me a sec. Really? I look pale. I think maybe I should sit down. I'm dizzy. Can you? Whoa, sorry. I just took you down with me, sorry. I'm just gonna, sit here for a second. Oh, yeah, I might be dehydrated. Did you bring any extra water? Thank you. Okay, that's fixing the ringing in my ears. But you still sound really far away. No, you're helping a lot just by, holding me like this. This is actually really nice. Can we just stay like this for a while? Thanks. Listen, I have a confession to make. I hate hiking. Yeah, I lied. I don't know, because I'm a psycho. I feel like I'm gonna die. How do you do this? How do you go hiking all the time? It's hot and buggy and painful. My legs are so sore. And there's a pebble in my shoe. I despise hiking. I'm sorry. I wanted to like it. There are some things I like. I like the sounds of the birds chirping, and the sound of the river, and I like the views. But everything else, not so much. I think I'd rather have a cavity filled. But I meant what I said about the stuff about traveling, though. It is at the top of my bucket list, and I do want to go there with you. I'm sorry for pretending I like to hike. The other day, you were telling me about how much you love it, and then you invited me to come here with you, and I didn't want to just say, no, I hate hiking, because I really did want to spend time with you. So I just kind of found myself agreeing with how wonderful hiking is. And, you know, to be nice or whatever. And I was maybe trying to impress you. But then it escalated, and the next thing I knew, I was totally lying to you and saying I love the great outdoors, and they don't call it that for nothing. I'm such an idiot. Yeah, but I should know better than to lie to impress somebody I like. I'm not 12. I should have been honest. I just really wanted you to like me. Really? Because I wouldn't blame you if you didn't. I probably seem totally psycho. I'll still go hiking with you. I might slow you down and you might have to resuscitate me, but if you're okay with it, I'll still go. I really like spending time with you, okay? You're nice to be around. Especially like this. With your arms around me, it's very relaxing. You have a leaf in your hair. No, it's right. Here, I got it. There you go. Okay, now I feel really dizzy. I'm okay. Do I still look pale? Oh, great, I look flushed. That's embarrassing. No, blushing is not cute. Well, it's cute when other people blush, but when I blush, I just look like a tomato. What? You wanna go? I know, but please don't feel like we have to. Okay, don't end your hike this early on my account. Okay, yeah, I guess you're right. Great, now not only have you had to hold me like I'm a baby for the past 5 minutes, but now you're also having to cut your hike short. I feel terrible. Are you sure? You want to leave and go plan our trip? You know what? That sounds like a perfect plan B. Let's go. Oh boy, now we're gonna have to go downhill. Is there any chance that you have like a helicopter on speed dial that could just airlift us back to the parking lot? Yeah, I didn't think so. Sorry, what? You're offering to carry me? You're gonna carry me bridal style all the way back. You should really start wearing a cape. Oh, okay, right now, sure. Jeez, you're strong. This is fun. Can I rest my head on your shoulder while you carry me? I might fall asleep like this. You know, I've never fallen asleep on a first date before. Or fainted. This might be the best first date I've ever had. It ended up being really nice, and it makes for a great anecdote. That's a rare combination. It's usually one or the other.